This is Apollo 11 interview number one with Christopher Kraft. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, moon landing. The job for astronauts Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin. Armstrong and Aldrin are to make the final descent to the lunar surface while Collins remains behind in orbit around the moon. The path toward achieving our national goal has been charted in large part by 20 manned space missions, beginning with Project Mercury, continuing through the Gemini program, and most recently by 4 successful Apollo flights, 2 of them conducted from moon orbit. A man who has been on top of all manned space activities from the early stages is Christopher C. Kraft, Mercury and Gemini flight director, and now in charge of all flight operations at NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston. We asked him recently to pinpoint major breakthroughs over the years which have propelled us toward the actual moon landing attempt.
The strongest point that you can probably make is that I think we approach what we do today with a lot more confidence and a lot more capability than we had back in those days, because we were really probing an awful lot of the unknowns. We didn't really know how well the man was going to hold up under some of the things that we were asking him to do, and how well he could really do the job that he'd been used to doing here on Earth. And although all of us, particularly those that had any flight test experience, felt fairly strongly that there wouldn't be any problem, we had to prove that. And we had to build our spacecraft and to have the capability of being controlled from the ground if something happened to the crew. Whereas the more modern spacecraft that we have today it takes advantage of the capability of the man, and he's intimately designed into the vehicle rather than as a separate part of the vehicle. We never designed the mission so that he was a passenger, just purely a passenger, but we did have that capability built into the vehicles, and we had to be prepared to handle it in that fashion. I think that that's just one aspect of the confidence that I'm talking about. I think the other aspect of it is the tremendous capability we have in today's computer world to investigate the things that can happen previous to the flight, and then the tremendous potential we have in the computers we use during the flight to answer the questions in a much more rapid fashion than we've had in the past.
Flight Operations Director Christopher Kraft. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Greenbelt, Maryland on the worldwide tracking assignment for Apollo. This is Woodard Scott speaking.